knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points.
He is Dean Richards, the finest film critic in all the land. Hello, Dean.
Drunk.
It's this terrible drab day. We're drinking.
It's too gray outside, Dean. Fix it. Isn't there some way you can fix it?
So it's gray goose inside. Whee! Yep.
I was just feeling down anyway that it was exactly a week ago at this time that the news broke that Prince died.
Yeah.
When we were talking last week, so...
Dean, when they make the Prince biopic, and they will at some point, who will play Prince?
That's a good question.
I wonder.
I'm going to have to give that a little bit of thought.
All right.
That is a good question.
Because they at some point, they're going to. His
Fred
life
Armisen.
Is, Fred Armisen could play him. He's done it on Saturday Night Live.
He did a good one.
Yeah, he did. Here's a quick question. I noticed this, and you're in the business, so you would know the answer to this. Batman and Superman are mad at each other. I keep seeing ads where all the guys from Marvel, like Captain America and Iron Man, are mad at each other. There's an X-Men movie coming out, and they're mad at each other.
Can't we all just get along?
Why can't we all just get along? Kelly and Michael are mad at each other.
Still?
Yeah, they're still mad at each other. What's going on, Dean? Why
I'm not
can't
sure
people...
what the I'm not sure what the deal is with
Trump.
Those two. I think Kelly...
Trump's to blame. It's all this hatred that's being bandied about.
Well, you know, I think there is a certain amount of truth to that, actually, where, you know, he's validated politically incorrect behavior.
Yeah.
I'm not going to act politically correct, which is another way of saying that politeness isn't necessary.
Oh.
Sensitivity and courtesy to others isn't necessary.
But
so
we know that's not true.
Maybe that is the case.
Oh.
Polite is not in the word politics. Almost, but not
similar.
Quite.
They're similar. We were just talking about Fred Armisen possibly playing Prince. But what about this? I don't know if you even saw this, Dean. Will Ferrell is going to play Ronald Reagan in a movie about Ronald Reagan, like when he starts going through a little bit of dementia.
Really?
Yeah.
This seems like just a recipe for complete disaster. The story is supposed to be about as Ronald Reagan begins going into his state of dementia, and a young intern who convinces him that he's in a movie about being president of the United States.
Yep.
Just the whole thing seems very creepy to me. I just did a luncheon last week for the Alzheimer's Association.
Mm-hmm.
There's really nothing too funny about dementia or Alzheimer's. You know, maybe this is a very serious drama. Is it going to be?
That's what I was going to ask. I've read two accounts of this movie, and in neither of the accounts do they say if this is a comedy or a drama or somewhere in between. It's just not mentioned.
It can't be a comedy.
Doesn't the whole premise just sound so distasteful?
Unless
he does it in a tasteful way. Like, remember, was it Adam Sandler who did the Punch Drunk Love,
which
you didn't expect to see, like, that kind of serious, dramatic acting from him. Maybe this is Will Ferrell's forte into dramatic acting.
He's done it before, though, Dean. He's been in some serious roles.
He's been in a couple of them that were good. He's actually a good dramatic actor. The movies didn't do well. It has nothing to do with his performance. But just, you know, if you're going to do a movie about President Reagan and dealing with Alzheimer's, it seems like Will Ferrell is not your go-to person for something like that. It's too serious a subject. It's too painful a subject.
And you look at him and just laugh. Seriously.
I
could just look at his face, and that's why
I
don't recall him being in serious movies.
All right, now here's something nobody will remember. There was a time where Tom Hanks was known primarily for Bosom Buddies and movies like Bachelor Party.
As he should have been.
But then, right.
Classics.
But then,
every one of them.
He started doing serious movies, and everybody's like, wow, that's the guy from Bosom Buddies and Bachelor Party? That guy really can act and be serious.
That's a good point. That is a good point. I guess... You know, it depends on the source material.
Yeah.
I guess that's, you know, really what it's about. You know, and as a critic, I should try to keep an open mind, but that doesn't stop me.
Wouldn't it be nice to be shocked that when this movie comes out, it's going to be called Reagan, and again, it's starring Will Ferrell as Ronald Reagan. Wouldn't it be nice to just go in there expecting little or nothing and then just walk away going, I can't believe how great that was?
That's always a nice feeling. I had that happen to me this week with the movie I'm going to review. For you in a minute.
Keanu? I knew everybody would love that.
I expected it to be so awful And there are some problems with it, to be sure, but not the commercials do not do justice to this movie. That is, Will Ferrell movie?
Seriously?
Is it Keanu? Is that the one?
It's Keanu, yeah. It's Keanu.
I just love Keanu Reeves, and Bill has always explained that it does mean cool breeze in Hawaiian, which I noticed they mention in the credits.
They do mention in the movie.
Or trailer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That Will Ferrell movie that was a drama. In fact, it was shot in Chicago, Stranger Than Fiction.
Yeah, he was really good in that.
Right.
He was really good.
The one that came after that serious drama, Talladega Nights.
Yes.
I loved him in that.
With John C. Reilly.
Look at the odds, though. Look at the one I see and the one I don't see. What's wrong? With me.
All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll find out about the movie that very pleasantly surprised Dean, Keanu, and another film, Mother's Day, that's coming out this week. Stay where you are. It's Bill F. and Wendy Snyder, along with Dean Richards on WGN.
He's Dean Deany, and he's here, Dean Richards.
Hey, my mom just called and said, where can I get one of those pillows?
She wants one. Your mom wants a MyPillow, Dean.
That's right.
Tell her to ask Interlocking Phil. He'll take care of her.
She wants one of those pillows because when she makes yogurt, she likes to sit it on the pillow before she puts it on the heating pad.
That's right. I have heard this. And you have not given me her her Greek lemon soup.
Egg lemon soup recipe?
Yes.
I didn't know you wanted it. Did you ask me that?
Yes.
I may have just forgot. I may have let it just go in one ear and out the other.
That happens. Don't feel bad, Dean. It's okay. Dean, you told us there's this movie, Keanu. It's Key and Peele, and you went in with low expectations, and then what happened?
Well, have you seen the commercials?
Yes.
And doesn't it look like the stupidest movie of all time?
It almost looked like What a Burger or something.
It looks beneath the comedy genius of Key and Peele.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of their Peabody Award-winning TV show, their sketch comedy, their improv. Really two brilliant comedians for my money. And then this commercial comes on. And it's about a cat that goes missing. The commercial makes it look as though it's about a cat that goes missing and two guys that get mixed up in the thug world trying to find their missing kitty cat. And it just seemed like such a ridiculous premise that I went in going, all right, let's get this over with. And I was a little bit surprised.
Really?
At how they... The movie's too long, I'll tell you that much. You've often seen movies... primarily from Saturday Night Live characters, where a really funny 3 or 4 minute sketch is turned into.
Are you talking about It's Pat?
that might be one of them.
Yeah,
there have been 1 or 20 through the years.
Night at the Roxbury was great start to finish, so I know you don't mean that.
I don't mean that one clearly.
All right,
that's not on the list.
All right,
but there have been some, and there's a little bit of that in this movie where. You follow these two nerdy characters. One of them is, kind of a suburban dad. His wife and daughter go off on their own for a weekend, and he's on his own and gets together with his cousin, also nerdy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a bit of a stoner, and he's depressed. He's just broken up with his girlfriend, and to kind of cheer him up a little bit, they go see a movie. A little kitty cat comes to his door and changes his life. It fills the empty void that's in his heart, this little kitty cat, until one day the apartment is ransacked, and what is stolen? The little kitty cat.
Oh, no.
And this guy is completely beside himself that the kitty cat is gone. And they set off to find the kitty cat. Takes what? But I keep saying kitty cat.
Yeah, you could say cat, but you've opted to go with kitty cat.
It's a kitty.
All right. 100 times.
Kitty.
That's what I love.
Kitty.
It sounds so cute.
Yeah, kitty.
Kitty Dukakis just knocked on the door.
Yeah, she waved at you,
Somebody
Dean.
Somebody calling me?
Kitty Carlisle in studio.
That's why I say kitty cat too. Distinguish. Between dead game show panelists and who I mean.
Yep.
So they set off to find this feline.
Mm-hmm. Come on,
now say kitty cat. It was better when you said kitty cat.
That takes them into thug world, the worst neighborhoods, the worst, most dangerous places. So they go from being these two nerds into thug life and talking like thugs and, acting like thugs. So it's, kind of fish out of water comedy as they try to find the kitty cat.
Sure.
And And, you know, recover the kitty cat, but not before they have to go on drug runs and murder people and things like
that. When does the good part start?
This one just defies. Here's the good part of the movie, that there are moments.
Yeah.
Interestingly, in a movie that's about half an hour too long, goes on way too long, the nerdy black guys who are acting tough and acting street is a joke that, you know, it gets played and played and played and played and is not that funny really after 2 hours. But there are moments of that amazing chemistry that Key and Peele have. There are moments of subtle, really funny innuendo comedy that these two are famous for, that show up and just are sporadically throughout this movie. I wish it was a little bit more. It's not. But it made the movie tolerable for me. And there are a few moments that are just really genuinely funny. But there are times where it's kind of a cerebral, pretty smart comedy, and times where you just want this movie to end. And there
you
are.
You sound like a confused little kitty cat.
Kitty, 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 cat. I wound up giving it B-.
That's not bad at all.
It's a little above
That's
average.
Not bad.
And I think if you're a Key and Peele fan, especially, you're going to be satisfied with this. I was, before the movie, as a Key and Peele fan, so disappointed that I thought they sold out. It's not what I hoped it would be, but a lot better than I thought.
You know what surprised me is it's written by Jordan Peele of Key and Peele. No writing credit at all for Keegan-Michael Key. Jordan Peele writes it along with Alex Rubens, who's another writer. I always thought those guys kind of wrote everything in tandem together, but not the movie, only one of them.
They both share producing credits.
Oh, they do.
So I think that they both had ultimate creative control of the movie. We talked to them a couple of weeks ago. They were in Chicago and talked with them, and they were both very much involved in the process. So I think it may have been, you know, kind of source material. There was clearly a lot of improv in this movie. You can tell some moments that are just they just feel like they're being winged and couldn't possibly have been scripted. Sometimes that really helps the movie. That's really funny because that's what works in their comedy sketches.
Yeah.
These, very improvisational kind of moments. But often in this movie, it all just kind of drags certain things out. There are certain characters that just didn't need to be in the movie, that just make it longer. The movie just really needed to be tightened up. Would have benefited by losing about a half an hour in it. But I still ultimately wound up enjoying it, despite my not especially caring for cats.
Oh, all right. Well, that's
my
fine.
Way of saying I don't like cats.
If you're not getting your mom a MyPillow, could you take her to see Mother's Day? How'd you like that?
If I hated my mother, I could.
Oh, really? No, that bad.
Star-studded.
If I was hoping to do something evil to my mother to make up for, you know, years of abuse that. Oh, wait, is this not a therapy
session?
No,
you're fine. You're fine.
Sorry. Huge disappointment in this movie because I like these kinds of movies that we've had before, the Valentine's Day movie that follows four or five different couples, you know, in sort of Valentine's-y situations. Same, there was one New Year's Eve a few years ago that followed several couples. This one follows four different scenarios of different moms in the film. True, very star-studded, Jennifer Aniston, the divorced mother of two. Her husband just gets married to a 20-year-old Twinkie, as she calls her. There are two sisters dealing with an overbearing, extremely dysfunctional mother. There is a Mr. Mom in this movie, Jason Sudeikis.
I love him.
Wife died in the Persian Gulf War, and he's dealing with raising two daughters on his own. Julia Roberts plays this successful home shopping personality who learns about a child that she gave up for adoption decades ago. There are these scenarios that we're following, none of which are particularly interesting, none of which are particularly entertaining.
You know how you fix that, Dean? You put in a kitty cat.
There's not one kitty cat
what?
In this movie.
I'm out. I don't
not
need to see this.
Not one kitty cat in this movie. I don't know if this is just not my cup of tea. If you know, some people are going to find this more entertaining than I did. I thought the writing was terrible. I thought the performances were terrible.
Wow.
There was so much going on that all of which I could not care less about. I had a huge problem with this big fat Dean's List D.
Oh.
On this one, and I think Bill may have touched on this.
Yep.
If you want to get a good movie review grade from me from now on, you better make sure you've got the high kitty cat quotient going.
Absolutely.
The KKQ, as I like to call it.
Wake up, Hollywood. Put some kitty cats in some films. Dean, thank you very, very much. Happy Mother's Day to you and your mom.
It's not till the 8th.
I know, but just in case.
You can never start early enough.
Just in case. Thank you, Dean.
Thank you.
Take care.
That's Dean Richards. He's famous. We'll find out what Steve has
KKQ,
next.
KKQ, kitty cat quotient.
Yeah, that's what he said. That's what he was
Love
saying.
It.
More next. Bill and Wendy, WGN.